奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经里的道理。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the truth from the Bible.
今天晚上我们从以赛亚书来谈听救赎主的慈爱声。
And today, tonight, we would like to use the topic "Listen, the gentle voice of the Redeemer."
我们在读经从以赛亚书四十九章开始呢，又是一连串有关于神的仆人的预言跟诗歌。
From Isaiah chapter 49, continuing on, it is a series of songs of the servant.
那这个神的仆人呢，他向世人宣告了非常温柔又慈爱的呼声。
And this this servant he uses a very gentle voice.
那这样的一个声音呢，是要引人归向神的。
And this voice is to bring the people back to God.
那这个声音是爱以及又充满安慰的话语。
And this voice is filled with love and words of comfort.
那也是向世人宣告神救赎人的计划。
And it also proclaims to man the salvation plan.
那我们看到末后的真教会在神的计划底下必然兴旺。万民一定会流归这个神的教会。
And we see how the end time church will prosper.
那所以我们现在看以赛亚书四十九章。
So now let us look at Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚书四十九章。
Isaiah chapter 49.
第一节就说众海岛当听我言，远方的众民留心而听。
Verse 1 says, Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar.
那这个是一个呼吁。
And this is a call.
那这也是从四十六章开始一直提到的，要神的选民注意听他的声音。
And this starts from chapter 46 that God calls to his people to carefully listen to him.
因为我们会看到神透过先知用第一人称的方式向世人特别是他的选民宣告他的计划。
And then God uses the prophet using the first person to proclaim his words to his people.
四十六章的第三节他就说。
In 46 verse 3 he says,
雅各家以色列家一切余剩的要听我言。
Listen to me, O house of Jacob and all the remnant of the house of Israel.
这位呼吁神的选民要注意听他的声音的，他说他是把我们生下来，从小就一直抱抱我们怀揣我们一路来照顾我们的这位真神。
And the one that is calling them to listen is the one who has upheld them from birth and who has carried them from the womb.
他的爱是永不改变。
His love never changes.
他从我们出生到年老发白他一直都是来帮助我们照顾我们生活一切所需用的。
And from their birth to their old age, he will take care of every need that we have.
他要我们注意去体会他的伟大。
And he wants us to experience how great he is.
他跟外邦所拜的假神是不一样的。
How he is different from the false Gentile gods.
这位神他赐给我们生命他眷顾我们的生活，他是要让我们在生活当中得到平安。让我们的生活充满喜乐的。
And the reason for this is that he wants us, our lives to be filled with peace and with joy.
是，这是偶像所不能比较的。
And these idols cannot compare.
那反过来，如果拜到假神的人呢？
But on the other hand, those who are worshiping a false god,
那他们的生活就充满重担。
Then their lives are filled with burdens.
是非常的困苦贫乏的。
And they are very tired and It is very exhausting.
所以第四十六章一开始第一节第二节就告诉我们说拜到假神的人他们的生活当中是多么样的辛苦充满重担。
And so in chapter 46 verse 1 and 2 it describes how difficult it is and how full of burdens is the life of a person who worships a false god.
所以我们今天能够拜到真神的人是有福的。
So today for us to be able to worship a true god is a blessing.
我们在台湾有一个姐妹
In Taiwan, there is a sister.
她从小就是小儿麻痹症的人，小儿麻痹是 handicap.
And since she was young, she was handicapped.
那所以他走路不方便。
And so it is difficult for her to walk.
但是她还是嫁了一个丈夫。
But she was she married.
那因为她身体残障的缘故，所以她并没有接受很多教育。
But because of her disability, she was not able to get much education.
从小就是在工厂里面做工。
And since she was young, she worked in the factory.
22岁结婚之后。
And when she got married at age 22,
她的先生也是一个普通的百姓。
And her husband was an common person.
也是在做一些零工维持生活。
And he was also doing some manual labor for to survive.
那他本来也是打算说夫妻两个努力的工作生活应该没有问题。
And originally they planned that to thinking that if both of them work, then their livelihood should be okay.
他先生的这个婆家呢本来是拜耶稣的。
And the husband's family,
他们是信耶稣的。
They were believed in Jesus.
但是这个信仰并没有传下去。
But they did not pass down their faith.
那后来他这个丈夫的这个父母亲呢他们就去拜偶像了。
And then in the
跟着一般的世人去拜偶像了。
And in the end, the parents of her husband went to worship idols.
那当他们去拜的时候
And when they went to worship,
他这个家里就开始不平安。
Then their family started to be, to not have peace.
他的先生有一天在路上骑车回家的时候
One day when her husband was riding the bike home,
说经过了一个庙会的场合
he passed a temple.
就是人家在偶像在做生日在请客敲锣打鼓。
And they, because it was a birthday of one of the idols that they were celebrating and beating drums.
他就从路上经过啊。
And he was passing by.
从回来之后他就开始不正常了。
But as soon as he got home, then he became abnormal.
这个他的先生就开始就像被灵附身不时的就发作起来。
Her husband, it seemed like he was possessed by a spirit.
那就看起来都很可怕。
And he looked very scary.
那就好像有灵附在身上就乱吼乱叫然后就是你一看就知道他是不正常的。
And then because the spirit is on him, then he would make random calls and cry out, and once you look at him, you know that he's not normal.
这个做妻子的就是认为说是不是这个他所拜的神明要用他的先生来做一个像传达他的神的信息的人。
And his wife thought that maybe these gods want to use him to pass a message to the people.
那所以他也就不以为意。
So she did not think anything of it.
但是发现说他这个先生开始没有办法正常生活，也没办法工作了。
But then she realized that her husband was unable to live normally or to work.
到处去拜了很多的所谓的神明。
And they went everywhere to worship different gods.
越拜他先生越糟糕。
And the more they worshiped, the worse his condition became.
所有的坏事都经历了。
And every bad thing that could happen happened to them.
他的先生基本上就好像一个废人一样。
And her husband was like a vegetable.
就是没有用的，没办法工作，没办法养家。
He was unable to work and to support.
连最简单的工作就没办法做，因为随时这个灵一附在身上发作的时候，他就让众人很害怕。
And even the simplest thing he was unable to do because once the spirit comes upon him, then everybody would be very scared.
又折磨他的身体。
And he would torment him.
让他没办法吃，身体越来越消瘦。
So he was unable to eat, and he became thinner and thinner.
他到处去求神，去看医生都没用。
He went everywhere to see doctors and to look for help.
甚至他想到说，就算去养一只牛来卖钱，至少还可以，就是让他先去看牛，然后就让牛长大，也可以卖钱，也可以有生活。
And so they thought of a plan to raise a cow and then he will have something to do to take care of this cow and then later on they could sell it for money.
哪里知道经过他们两年以后
But they did not think that after 2 years
本来这一头他们寄望可以能卖到一些好价钱的牛竟然被人偷走了
That this cow that they thought could be sold for a good price was stolen.
所以所有他的盼望都破灭了
So all of their hope was lost.
他的这个家庭真的是他那一天晚上他说跪在门口呼天唤地说神啊你在哪里
And that night she knelt at her door and she cried out God where are you
他每一次要去求神的时候他都花尽他所有的积蓄了
And every time she went to seek out these gods, she spent all of her money.
她的生活越来越痛苦。
And her life became more and more painful.
一直到她觉得她走投无路了。
Until she felt that there was no way left for her to go.
甚至她是到了那个庙里面去求那个神明。
And then she went to the temple to.
因为本来这个偶像跟她说你要做什么事，你的先生就好起来。
To inquire of the gods, and then the god would tell them what to do so that her husband would be.
结果她发现没有比较好，她就回去再去问那个偶像说你们到底怎么一回事。
But when he didn't get better, then she would go back and say what happened.
结果这个当时候在帮她传话的那个老先生呢。跟他说你只有一条路可以走。
And at that time, the old man who was passing the message along to her said,
是在庙里面的人。
He was in the temple, he said, you only have one way left to go.
他说你只有一条路。
He said, you only have one way left.
他以为说那是不是要去死了，没路了。
And then she,
死路一条了。
She thought, is it that she only can die now because there's no way left?
出乎他的意料之外，那个人竟然跟他说你要去信耶稣。
But to her, unexpectedly,The person told her that she needs to believe in Jesus.
你去信耶稣，你的先生才会好。
That if you believe in Jesus, then your husband will be better.
这样一句话是从一个不认识神的人的口中讲出来的。
And these words were spoken from the mouth of a person who did not know God.
她那时候也没有听过耶稣是怎么一回事。
And she did not hear of Jesus before.
她那时候就想到她的亲戚。有一个人是信耶稣的。
But at that time, she thought of one of her relatives who is a Christian.
她就去问了她的这位长辈。
And then she went to ask her relative.
她长辈刚好就是我们真教会的信徒。
Who happens to be a member of the true church.
这位长辈看到她的这个家这样受苦，很想要把这个福音传给她。
And when he saw how she was suffering, their family was suffering, he really wanted to preach to them.
可是她一直都开不了口。
But he was unable to open his mouth.
因为这个家庭拜尽所有的偶像。
Because this family had worshipped every god.
他害怕说去跟他说要信耶稣，等一下被他赶出来，被人家讨厌了。
But then he was afraid that if he told them to believe in Jesus, then they would hate him.
所以他都不敢开口。
So he did not dare to.
一直到这位做太太的亲自来找他了。
Until this wife came to find him directly.
他说：“请你带我去信耶稣。”
And asked him, "Please take me to believe in Jesus."
我的先生说：“只有信耶稣才有救了。”
Because I hear that my husband can only be saved if I believe in Jesus.
真的，就安息日的时候，这位长辈带着告诉他的先生到教会来了。
And so that day, he brought her to church.
他的先生因此得到平安。
And immediately her husband received peace.
他那个鬼被赶出去了。
The evil spirit was cast out.
他的身体变健康了。
And his body became healthy.
他的家庭得到平安了。
And their family received peace.
本来非常贫穷的。
Before they were very poor.
神就祝福他们有平安，他们就是赚钱了。
After God gave them peace, they were able to earn a living.
就慢慢的有积蓄，就可以改善他们的生活。
And they slowly saved, so they were able to change their life.
他就发现说，原来他以前所拜的这个假神。
And then she realized that the false god she worshipped in the past
根本没有办法叫人脱离患难的。
Was unable to save man from difficulties.
我们如果看46章的第七节。
If we look at chapter 46, verse 7.
他们将神像抬起，扛在肩上，安置在定处，他就站立，不离本位。人呼求他，他也不能答应，也不能救人脱离患难。
Verse 7, they bear it on the shoulder, they carry it, and set it in its place, and it stands. From its place it shall not move. Though one cries out to it, yet it cannot answer, nor save him out of his trouble.
那这个就是我们这位姐妹她信主以后她的体验。
And this is the experience of the sister after she believed in Jesus.
她以前所拜的这个假神。
The false gods that she worshipped in the past.
让她被这个生活的担子、困苦的担子压到，真的像一个废人一样。
Placed such a heavy burden on them to the point that her husband became a useless person.
这个就是第一节、第二节那里说的。
And this is what is mentioned in verses 1 and 2.
他们所抬的成为重担。
That the what they carry becomes their burden.
那这位神呢，反过来不一样的。
But our God is different.
他很清楚的向开口向世人宣告，他是谁。
He very clearly opens his mouth to proclaim to the people who he is.
如果我们看47章。
If we look at chapter 47.
47章。
47.
我们对不起，我们来看四十八章
Excuse me, let us look at chapter 48.
48章。
Chapter 48.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
48章十二节。
48 verse 12.
雅各我所选召的以色列啊，当听我言，我是主神，我是首先的，也是末后的。
12. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he, I am the first, I am also the last.
13节说，我手立了地的根基，我右手铺张诸天，我一呼召便都立住了。
13. Indeed, my hand has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has stretched out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together.
我们再看第十七节。
Let us look at verse 17.
主，你的救赎主，以色列圣者如此说：我是主你的神，教训你，使你得益处，引导你所当行的路。
17. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go.
这是这位啊。创造天地万物的主，他是首先的，也是末后的，他不断的向世人所宣告的信息。
And this God who created the heavens and the earth, he says that he is the first and the last, and he continually proclaims himself.
我们看到真神跟偶像的差别。
We see the contrast between the true God and the false idols.
神，他是创造一切的主宰。
God is the one who has created everything.
天地万物都是他造的。
Heavens and the earth are created by him.
他又把他的信息告诉世人。
And he gives his message to all the people.
所以他给我们律法，目的就是要让我们得到益处。
And the reason why he gives us the law is so for our benefit.
他是活的神，他会引导我们走这个人生的路。
He is a living God, and he will guide us on to walk on this path.
所以他特别提到说。他强调说：“我就是主，你的神。”
So he emphasizes, "I am the Lord your God."
也就是说，这个主是跟世人立约的神。
And this is the God who makes a covenant with man.
他跟我们人是有关系的。
And he has a relationship with man.
所以，当圣经在提到用主神这个字眼来称呼这位创造天地的真神的时候
，So when the Bible uses the term Lord your God,
就是要来强调他跟世人是有关系。
He is emphasizing that he has a relationship with man.
他跟我们人是立的约的。
And he is a God that has made a covenant with man.
所以我们看，自从洪水之后，我们所有的世人只要举目望天，看到天空当中彩虹，我们就知道这位天地万物的主，他跟我们世人立过约。
And so once we see the rainbow, we know that the God is the one who has made a covenant with man.
他既然跟人立约，我们人跟他是有关系的。
And because God has made a covenant with man, then we have a relationship with him.
被称作他的儿女。
And we are called his son.
他要称我们做他的子民。
And he will make us his people.
真的，本来神创造人就是要把人当作他自己的儿子一样的爱他的。
And the reason why God created man is so that he could love them like his own children.
所以这位真神呢，他这样子向人宣告他是谁。
And this true God proclaims who he is.
好，那我们看到说，其实神当时候他下了一个在48章的地方下了一个结论。
In chapter 48, God gives a conclusion.
在第22节说。
In verse 22, he says.
主神说，恶人必不得平安。
There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked.
那什么是恶人
？And who are the wicked?
恶人不是那些真的是作奸犯科的罪犯。就是做坏事的。
The wicked are not those who do evil things.
不是只是那些去杀人放火、去干尽坏事的那些人。
They are not the ones that kill and set things on fire.
这个恶人就是不敬畏神的、不认识神的。
These wicked are those who do not fear God and do not know God.
恶人就是他认识神，但他不愿意听神的话的。
That they know God, but they are unwilling to listen to His word.
就像当时候的神的选民一样。
Just like the people of God at the time.
他们听到神很多的声音。
They heard many of the voices.
他们
voice of God.
也有祭司先知教导他们神的命令。
And they had priests and prophets to teach them the commands of God.
可是就是不听。
But they would not listen.
所以不听神的话的人，最后就成恶人。
And those who would not listen in the end become wicked.
所以神当时候他很期待人可以听他的话。
And so God really hoped that man would listen to him.
48章的第18节说。
In chapter 48, verse 8.
这是神的心意。
And this shows the heart of God.
圣愿你素来听从我的命令，你的平安就如河水，你的公义就如海浪。
Sorry, verse 18. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea.
那所以能够听从神的命令的人，就不会是恶人了。
And those who are able to heed God's commandments will not be the wicked.
平安跟公义就像海水一样，河水一样，永不断绝，一直啊跟随着我们。
And their peace and their righteousness will be continually with them.
哦，所以到四十八章基本上是一个段落。
And so until chapter 48, this is the completion of.
就是从四十章到四十八章是一个段落。
This is the end of a section which is from chapter 40 to 48.
那从四十九章开始，他现在开始又要提到这个神的仆人了。
And then starting from chapter 49, it starts to mention the servant of God.
但是我们从这一段开始呢，会看到啊，这个神的这个仆人啊，用一个很慈爱的声音来安慰他的百姓。
And then starting from chapter 49, we will hear that God uses a very gentle voice to comfort his people.
因为我们看到啊，这个圣经从第一节开始呢，他是用第一人称在介绍他自己。
And chapter 49, verse 1, he uses first person to introduce himself.
他要众人啊，都要听他的话，注意听。
He wants all peoples to carefully listen to his voice.
为什么？
Why?
因为他说自我出胎，神就选召我；自出母腹，他就提我的名。
And why? Because the Lord has called me from the womb, from the matrix of my mother, he has made mention of my name.
他是被神特别选召出来的。
He was specially called by God.
他是被高的。
And he was anointed.
他在没有出生以前，神就对世人一一的述说他的工作，他是谁。
Before he was born, God mentioned who he was.
哦，所以四十二章就是在预言耶稣基督的仆人资格的第一段落。
So chapter 40 is the first section.
四十二章。
Chapter 42 is a prophecy of the servant.
那这个就是在讲主耶稣基督的救赎。
And it is talking about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那现在主耶稣他用一个第一人称的方式，他向我们来介绍他自己。
And now Jesus uses a first person voice to introduce himself to us.
那我们今天信主的人。
And those of us who believe today.
我们要对主耶稣他在旧约时代他自我介绍的时候，他所要完成的工作特别注意。
And we need to be especially note what is the work that he wants to complete.
那因为这就是在新约的时代教会里面所要得到应验的部分。
Because this is what will be fulfilled in the New Testament.
那也是我们今天每一个跟随主的应该有的责任。
And this is the responsibility of all of us who follow God today.
我们在四十九章跟五十章里面呢，如果注意看这个说话是谁，要搞清楚谁在说话。
In chapter 49 and 50, we need to pay attention to who is the person who is speaking.
这个49章1到2节，这个就是这个仆人他自己在介绍他自己。
In chapter 49, verse 1 and 2, it is the servant who is introducing himself.
第二节说，他使我的口如快刀，就是神让这位受膏者的口像快刀一样，很有力量，很利。
In verse 2, it says that he has made my mouth like a sharp sword, and that he is God who has made his words very sharp and powerful.
他又是神所磨亮的剑。
He is also a polished shaft.
那他这个口像刀一样，表示他的话本身是真理，是有力的。
And so his mouth is like a sharp sword, meaning that the truth has power.
如果我们看启示录第一章，我们就看到他这样的一个对照的经文。
If we look at Revelation chapter 1, we can see a corresponding passage.
启示录一章十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
16, he had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength.
因为从第一章第十二节开始，我们就看到这位救主他很荣耀很威严的描述。
Starting from verse 12, he has a very majestic description.
这位人子这讲的就是救主耶稣基督。
And this one who is like the Son of Man, this is Lord Jesus.
从他的口中要出了一把两刃的利剑。
And out of his mouth will come a sharp two-edged sword.
那这个利剑就是他的话语。
And the sword is his words.
就像希伯来书四章十二节的，他的话要刺人的心，肺腑心肠，连我们所有的意念都能够刺入破开。
And just like in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says that his words can divide between our thoughts.
像是两刃的利剑呢。
It is a two-edged sword piercing.
那就是主耶稣基督他的信息。
And this is the message of Jesus.
这是为什么主他的话语里面充满能力。
And this is why the word of God is filled with power.
从主耶稣口中所出的真理能够让我们可以反省。
And the truth that comes out of God's mouth can cause us to reflect.
那我们感受到他的那个真理，就是要引导我们，要教训我们的。
And so that we can be led and guided by it.
所以神的话，他给我们他的话，是要引导我们，让我们得益处。
And so the word of God is given to us so that He can lead us and we can bring benefit to us.
所以真理是要让我们看到我们自己的污秽，我们的不足。
And the truth is given so that we can see our own lack and our own defilement.
让我们觉得我们需要真神啊，来帮助我们成为圣洁。
So that we can understand that we need the true God to help us to become holy and sanctified.
那这位，所以我们的主耶稣基督他所讲的话，我们要真的要把它记在心上。
And so the words of Jesus, we really need to keep it in our hearts.
常常去想，我们的心就能够得到洁净。
And if we constantly reflect and meditate on it, then our hearts can be.
因为他的话语会让我们看到我们自己的罪恶。
Because the word of God will allow us to see our own sin.
那如果我们看第五十章
，If we look at chapter 50,
五十章的第四节。
Chapter 50, verse 4.
这个其实也是这个仆人诗歌的另外一个部分。
And this is another portion of the song of the servant.
这也是这个受膏者，这个救赎主他第一人称的述说。
And this is also the Lord God who uses first person to say.
第四节，主神赐给我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎么样用言语扶助贫乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
第五节说，主神开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
5. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away.
第六节，人打我的背，我任他打；人把我腮颊的胡须，我由他拔；人辱我、吐我，我并不掩面。
6. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting.
这一段话都是在讲主耶稣基督他在世上所留下给我们的榜样。
And this section is talking about the example that Lord Jesus left behind for us.
他是何等的有智慧。
How wise he was.
主耶稣，你看他讲话的时间，他的内容都是恰到好处。
That every word that he spoke was in season and appropriate for the situation.
他知道怎么用话去扶助那些需要扶助的人。
He knew how to use his word to uphold or lift up those who were weary.
他，你看，所以主耶稣他的话语不多。
But Lord Jesus' words were not many.
但是他的每一句话都非常有力。
But his every word was very powerful.
他的话可以让那个伤心的人得到安慰。
And every word of his was could bring comfort to those who were in sorrow.
所以我们看到主耶稣他的智慧。
So we see the wisdom of God.
那主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能够听像受教者一样。
And then the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, so I should know how to speak.
你看这个是这个神的仆人，因为他是这么样的谦卑。
And He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. We can see how the servant was so humble.
他每一天在开始工作之前，都是先领受神的提醒。
Every day before he begins to work, he receives the reminder of God.
都要去知道神的旨意。
And he knows what is the will of God.
所以这个神的仆人是用他的生命来完成神的旨意的。
And so the servant of God uses his life to fulfill the work of God, the will of God.
那他又是非常的顺服。
And he is very submissive.
所以主神开通我的耳朵。我没有违背，也没有退后。
And so it says, the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious.
开通耳朵表示说他是愿意听、愿意顺服的。
That he opened his ear meant that he was willing to submit and willing to hear.
就算这个神的旨意，他要他神天父要他完成的工作很困难，他都不敢违背。
even if the will of the Father was very difficult, he did not dare to go against it.
他又很有勇气，没有退缩。
And he was very brave in that he did not turn away.
所以用他的生命要去完成天父的旨意的。
And so he used his life to fulfill the will of God.
那这个就是要救人的这个伟大的工程。
Which was the great work of saving man.
我们在主耶稣身上看到他留下的这个美好的榜样。
And we see on Lord Jesus the beautiful example that he left for us.
那不但这样子，第六节说，人打我的背，我任他打。
In verse 6, not only that, but he said, I gave my back to those who struck me.
那人拔胡须，这是一种很大的羞辱，他都忍受了。
And for them to pluck out his beard was a very great shame.
所以这个神的仆人是能够很勇敢又可以坚忍到底的。
But this servant was very brave and he was able to endure to the end.
那他是非常的勇敢。
He was very brave.
一直都是信靠神。
And this is through always relying on God.
他相信神一定不会让他羞愧。
He believed that God would not allow him to be ashamed.
最后一定得到荣耀。
That in the end he would receive glory.
所以第七节，主神必帮助我，所以我不懊愧。我硬着脸面，好像坚实。我也知道，我必不至蒙羞。
So in verse 7 he says, For the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed.
这个就是你看主耶稣基督他所留下坚定的要完成天父旨意的决心。
And this is the determination that Jesus Christ left behind of how he would fulfill the will of God.
一直的是在那个坚定的依靠这个天父。
And how he was so determined to rely on God to do so.
这个就是我们今天所敬拜的这个主耶稣基督他所留下的榜样。
And this is the example that Lord Jesus has left behind for us.
那所以你看这个救赎主他先这样自我宣告，向世人介绍他是谁。他要做什么事？他是怎么样来完成天父旨意的
？And so this Savior it first proclaims to us what kind of God He is and what He will do to save us.
那所以我们要听他的介绍，要认识他。
So we need to listen to His self-introduction and to know who He is.
当我们越认识主耶稣的时候
，The more that we know Jesus，
其实我们就看到他给我们留下一个非常完美的模范，让我们可以效法。
The more we realize that he has left a very wonderful example for us to follow.
他不但给我们设一个模范，他更要赐给我们力量，能够跟他一样。
Not only does he leave an example for us, but he also will give us strength so that we can follow him.
那所以这个就是一开头的时候他向世人宣告，你要听我的话，听我说。
In the beginning, how he starts off to listen to me.
好，那我们如果看回来49章。
If we turn back to chapter 49,
49章来看神对这个受膏的仆人这个他所拣选的这个救主他所讲的话。
And then we can see the words that he has said to his anointed servant.
49章的第三节。
In chapter 49, verse 3.
对我说，你是我的仆人以色列，我必因你得荣耀。
3, and he said to me, You are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified.
这个是这个仆人他在介绍说，这个天父这位真神对他所讲的。
And the servant is introducing what God, his Father in heaven, has said to him.
也是主这位神他对这个他的仆人服侍目标的说明。
And this also explains the purpose of why God has called him.
这里特别强调说，你是我的仆人以色列，我必因你得荣耀。
It says here, "You are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified."
那这个就是你看主耶稣他在世上生活的时候，他终极的目标。
And so we can see here that when Jesus lived in the world, that this was his ultimate goal.
那我们现在看到圣经在预言主耶稣的这个工作，其实也在跟我们说，我们今天跟随主的人。天父对我们的教会的使命。
And this also tells us as a servant of God that today what is the mission commission that God has given the church.
是说要使天父得荣耀。
And it is so to glorify God.
我必因你得荣耀，这是天父要因为这个仆人得到荣耀。
And because God says in whom I will be glorified, He will receive glory because of the servant.
那今天我们是要看主耶稣他的一生。
And we look at the life of Jesus.
他在他的传福音的过程当中，他特别强调说，他不求自己的荣耀。
Throughout his life of preaching, he emphasized that he did not seek after his own glory.
他也不求 从人来的荣耀。
And he also does not seek after the glory that comes from man.
他只有在乎要完成神的工作，要让天父的荣耀。
He only cares about the fact that God receives the glory.
所以约翰福音第十七章。
And so in John chapter 17,
主耶稣他要完成工作之前，他特别这样说。
That before Jesus completed his work, he said.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已经成全。
For I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
第五节，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
我们看到今天神的仆人其实所追求的最终目的，就是要让天父真神得了荣耀。
And so we can see that the servant's ultimate goal in the world is to allow God in heaven to receive the glory.
那最后我们也能够得到天父所要赐给我们的荣耀了。
And at the end, we will also receive the glory that God wants to give to us.
那这个荣耀就是属灵的。
And this glory is spiritual.
所以在神的国度有份，可以领受那公义的冠冕。
It is to be able to have a part in the kingdom of God and to receive the crown.
那所以我们看到真的忠心的仆人，他所在意的不是从人来的掌声。
And so a faithful servant, what they care about is not the praise of man.
那这也告诉我们说，今天我们做圣工的态度是什么？
And this tells us what is the attitude we should have when we do holy work.
我们是不是在乎要让天父得荣耀，还是在于我们自己的名声，我们自己的在人面前的形象？
Do we care about whether God receives the glory, or do we care about our reputation or the image we have before people?
今天我们所做的每一件事情都跟神的荣耀有关系。
Everything that we do today has to do with the glory of God.
所以主耶稣基督他留下一个神标准的仆人的工作目标。
And so Jesus left behind an example of what a servant should be like.
让我们都能够追求天父真神的荣耀。
So that we can all seek that God, seek for God to receive the glory.
让我们所做的能够让天父得荣耀，其实就是不在乎我们自己，而是神的工作了。
And for God to receive the glory from what we do is not from our own work, but through God's work.
那主耶稣他接下去在第五节说。
And in verse 5,
这个神的仆人他自己说的。
The servant of God himself says.
请问第六节，对不起，第六节。
Sorry, in verse 6.
第六节第五节对啊，神从我出胎，造就我做他的仆人，要使雅各归向他，使以色列到他那里聚集。
Excuse me, verse 5. And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him. For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength.
这里特别提到说他成为被选召成为神的仆人，是要让雅各归向他。
And so here it specifically says that the reason why he called Jacob, made Jacob to be his servant is to bring the reason why he made him his servant is to bring Jacob back to him.
就是要呼召属实的人能够到神面前来得到复兴。
And so that Israel could be gathered to him and be revived.
所以第六节，现在他说，你做我的仆人，要使雅各众支派复兴。使以色列中得保全的归回。
So in verse 6 it says that he is his servant in order to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel.
我们就看到说，你看主耶稣他当时候在很在意的是要让那个神所拣选的每一个人都听到神的声音，能够没有亏负神托付给他的工作，让所有人都能够来认识神。
And so we see the reason that God has chosen the servant is so that everybody can come to know and return to God.
所以我们今天其实也是跟着主耶稣的这个脚步，要去让去传扬这个信息，让属神的人能够听到神的声音，来到他跟前。
And today we also follow in his footsteps so that other people can hear the voice of God and to come back to him.
主耶稣基督他这位神的仆人，他最后是成为外邦人的光。
And Jesus Christ at the end will be a light to the Gentiles.
他说：“我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩，直到地极。”
It says in verse 6, "I will give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth."
所以这个主耶稣基督，他说他是世界的真光。
And so Jesus says that he is the true light of the world.
真的，世人像是坐在黑暗、死荫幽谷的人，现在看到主耶稣基督，就是看到亮光，生命的亮光。
And those who are sitting in the shadow of death and in darkness, they now see the light which is in Lord Jesus.
他的目标就是要把这个救恩传到地极。
And his purpose is so that his salvation can be preached to the ends of the earth.
这个全备的信息对万民做见证。
That this complete message can be testified to all men.
然后他就再来。
And then he will come again.
所以我们看到了这个他每一个跟从他的成为神的仆人的工作应该要完成的使命。
And so every servant who chooses to carry out the work of God needs to fulfill or carry out this commission.
我们在看这一段是看到神对他这个仆人他所要求的工作内容。
And in this section we see in the content what is the requirements of God towards his servant.
我们就看到了主耶稣基督他给我们留下的榜样是我们应当效法的也是我们应该要工作的。
And we see that the example that Jesus Christ left behind for us is something that we should follow and something things that we should do as well.
那这个神的仆人呢他一开始的时候是被藐视的。
At the beginning, the servant of God was despised.
第七节说救赎主以色列的圣者主对那被人所藐视本国所憎恶官长所虐待的如此说。
Verse 7, thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nations abhor, to the servant of rulers.
这个就是这个神的仆人的遭遇。神的仆人被这样对待。
And this is the way that the servant of God was treated.
你看自己本国人讨厌他。
That his own nation hated him.
那官长虐待他。
And the rulers,
没有人会尊敬他。
Nobody would respect him.
那这个不就是今天我们要在这个黑暗的世界里面去宣扬主的福音呢？这个全备的道理会受到待遇吗
？And this is this not also the treatment that we will receive when we preach the true, complete truth, in such a world of darkness?
所以其实我们有时候我们很爱我们的面子。
And so sometimes we really want, we really care about
our faith. 我们如果传福音了被拒绝的时候，我们就觉得很没面子。
And when we think of preaching, we think we will lose.
通常都不想讲。
And so then we will not want to speak.
这是为什么一开头讲的这位我们后来这位姐妹，她一个长辈她不想去碰那个钉子，所以她都没有跟他们传要来信耶稣这件事情。
This is why the sister whose testimony we shared at the beginning, that this is why her relative in the beginning did not want to preach Jesus to them.
因为他知道说，如果是跟你们讲要信耶稣，一定被你们赶出去。
Because he thought that if he preached them to believe in Jesus, that he would for sure be driven out by them.
因为那个时候他的家里面不知道拜多少偶像。
Because at that time they worshipped so many different
idols. 所有的精神都是在拜偶像这件事情上。
And all of their energy was put onto worshiping these idols.
一讲到信耶稣就被人讨厌了。
And as soon as you say to worship Jesus or to believe in Jesus, then people would hate that.
但是其实这个一个信息是会让人得到生命的亮光的。
But actually, this type of message will bring light to the lives of people.
最后其实是会引人到平安的路上。
And in the end, it will lead them to the path of peace.
我们也看到主耶稣他再来的时候，他众人要对他应该有的敬拜的。
And we see at the end, how the respect that Lord Jesus will receive in the end.
君王要看见就站起来，首领要下拜。
Kings will see and arise, princes will also worship.
就当主再来的时候，你看所有人，包括定他的人都要俯伏在他面前。
That when Jesus comes again, even those that despised him before will now worship, bow down before him.
所以一开始被讨厌。
So in the beginning, he was hated.
但是最后一定得到尊敬。
But in the end, he will receive respect.
所以我们今天传福音也是一样的。
And it is the same when we preach today.
当我们这个信息真的改变人的生命的时候。
When the message that we share changes lives.
蒙恩的人就非常感谢。
Then those who receive the blessing will be grateful.
所以一开始讲的这位姐妹。他后来来信主的时候，他的先生，这个邪灵被赶出去了。
And the sister who came to believe that we mentioned earlier, after she did, her husband's evil spirit was cast out.
身体变健康了。
And her body became healthy.
生活改善了。
Their lives changed.
他那时候就说，早知道要早点来信耶稣。
And at that time she thought, if I had only known earlier, then I would have come.
他就非常感谢他这个长辈把他带到真耶稣教会来。
And she was very thankful that her relative brought her to.
真的他整个家庭因为耶稣得到生命完全改变。
And because of this belief that their entire family's lives were changed.
所以其实我们今天看到主耶稣他所做的工作。
Today we see the work that Lord Jesus has done.
也看到我们所承受的使命。
And we also see the duty that we also commission we also bear.
真的，这个福音最后会让人觉得早一点信主才是真的有福气的。
And this gospel allow people to think that if I had only come earlier, I would have received blessings earlier.
那到第二，我们如果看第八节。
And now let us look at verse 8.
主神如此说，在悦纳的时候，我应允了你；在拯救的日子，我记住了你。我要保护你，使你做众民的中保，复兴遍地，使人承受荒凉之地为业。
Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth.
那这里我们就看到这个神的仆人，他成为万民的中保，就是万民的约。
And here we see that this servant is the covenant to the people.
也就是说，他是我们人跟神之间的唯一的一条一个中间人，就是他那条路。
And between God and man, he is the only way.
他这个中保是要替我们流血的。
And this mediator is to shed blood on our behalf.
因着他的救赎，我们今天可以得到复兴。
And it is through his salvation that today we can be revived.
所以你看这个约就看到说这个生命的改变就让那个被掳的得释放了。
And so through the covenant, this is how those who have been exiled, they were freed.
第九节那里说的被捆绑的对被捆绑的说出来。
In verse 9, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth.
在黑暗当中的得到光。
To those who are in darkness, show yourselves.
那他让每一个人的生命都得到保足。
And he gives each person's life satisfaction.
他还会引导我们走在平安路上。
And he will lead us on this path of peace.
那所以这位救主呢，他从各国把所有属他的人都招来。
And this servant, he calls the people of all nations to himself.
哦，到第十二节特别说。
In verse 12, especially says.
看啊，这些从远方来，这些从北方、从西方来，这些从秦国来。
Surely those shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and the west, and those from the land of Sinim.
就是这个神，他向万民在呼召。
And this God is calling to people of everywhere.
他这个信息是要让万民都听到。
It is so that
从各方呢都要听到。
That people, all people of every direction will hear it.
哦，你看，从北方、从西方、从秦国来，很有可能是从南方的。在埃及那一边的。
Those from the north and the west, and those from the land of Sinim is most likely in the south from Egypt.
哦，那所以呢，这个就是从各国各族各方神呼召他的百姓来到来回到这个神的国度里。
And this is how God calls people of all nations to come into His kingdom.
那神一定会为我们打开道路，把这个障碍除去。
And God will open the path for us and get rid of the obstacles.
所以第十二节说，我必使我的众山成为大道，我的大路也必修高。
And this is why in verse 11 it says, I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highways shall be elevated.
所以神要亲自动工。
And God Himself will work.
那让我们能够很顺利能够来到他面前。
So that we can very smoothly come before Him.
然后领受他的这个永不变的爱。
And to receive His unchanging love.
所以我们看到这位救赎主呢，他其实就是在这样子爱神的百姓。
And this is how the Savior loves His people.
我们如果看第四十九章的第26节哈。
Let us look at chapter 49, verse 26.
26节。
Verse 26.
最后那一句话，凡有血气的必都知道，我主是你们的救主，是你的救赎主，是雅各的大能者。
The latter part of the verse says, All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob.
这个救赎主他向我们在宣告。
And this is the Lord, your Savior, who is proclaiming to us.
他有永远不变的爱。
He has an unchanging love.
像那个母亲爱他所生的儿女一样，永远不会把孩子忘记。
Just like a mother loves the child that she has given birth to, that she will never forget the child.
这位神他把我们刻在他的掌心上。
And this God has inscribed us on the palm of his hand.
第十六节特别说，我把你刻在我的掌上。
This is in verse 16 that he has inscribed us on the palm of his hand.
就是他是永远把我们放在心上的。
That he forever puts us in his heart.
他一定会完成他的计划。
And he will complete his plan.
他要让各国各方的人都能够装饰整齐，像心腹一样。
And he will allow all of the nations and the kingdoms to be prepared like a bride.
这个第十八节就是我们看到了今天神的教会会有的荣耀景象。
In verse 18, it shows a glory that the church will have.
第十八节说：“你举目向四方观看，他们都聚集来到你这里。”主说：“我指着我的永生启示，你必要以他们为装饰佩戴，以他们为华带束腰，像新妇一样。”
18. Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you, as I live, says the Lord. You shall surely clothe yourselves with them as all as an ornament, and bind them on you as a bride does.
这个救赎主是要来建设神的国度的。
And this Savior is here to establish a kingdom.
他要从四方把他的属他的百姓都聚集在一起。
He will gather from all four directions his people.
让他们真能够彰显出神的荣耀来。
So that they can really manifest the glory of God.
那这些装饰的像心腹一样的，最后他们发现这个他们所住的地方太窄了。
And those who are adorned as a bride, in the end, they will realize that the place they live in is too small.
他这个国度需要一定会扩张。
So this kingdom will expand for sure.
所以你看这个第二十节说。
Verse 20 says,
你必听见上主之后所生的儿女说，这地方我居住太窄，求你给我地方居住。
Verse 20, the children you will have after you have lost the others will say again to your, in your ears, the place is too small for me, give me a place where I may dwell.
这就是看到神的国度，它幕后一定会有的荣耀情况。
And this is the, in the end days, the situation that will come to pass.
如果我们看54章。
If we look at chapter 54,
五十四章
，Chapter 54,
第二节说
，Verse 2,
要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子。
Verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your habitations. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes.
第三节说，因为你要向左向右开展，你的后裔必得多国为业，又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。
3. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited.
那这个就是神的圣教会最后会有的这个开展的境界。
And this is how the church of God will expand in the end.
因为当我们能够听到神的声音。
Because if we can hear the voice of God,
我们就愿意聚集在一起。
And we are willing to gather together.
我们会看到神的国的荣耀。
Then we will see the glory of the kingdom.
生命的改变。
And the change of life.
然后我们会觉得说我们需要扩张。
And we will feel that we need to expand.
那这个就是神他的工作。
And this is the work of God.
所以我们看到教会末后真教会其实神本来就有计划的。
And so we see that God has a plan for the church of the end times.
这个工作是神亲自在做，但是我们人要愿意跟神的配合。
And this is the work that God Himself will do, but as man, we need to be willing to work along with Him.
第二十，我们看49章22节。
Let us look at chapter 49, verse 22.
主神如此说：我必向列国举手，向万民竖立大旗，他们必将你的众子怀中抱来，将你的众女肩上扛来。
Verse 22, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will lift my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons to their arms and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders.
这就是神的计划。
And this is the plan of God.
那神向我们所说的这个鼓励的话语。
And these are words that God is speaking to encourage us.
他要亲自动工。
That he himself will work.
他要成就不可能的事情。
And he will complete what is impossible.
所以他要向万民竖立大旗，就是他要高举他真理 的旌旗。
He will set up his standard for the people, which is the banner of the truth.
这一段的信息跟第十一章是一样的。
And this is the same message as in chapter 41.
看以赛亚书十一章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 41.
第十节。
Verse 10.
到那日，耶西的根立作万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所大有荣耀。第十一章的第十节。
哦，十一章 ，sorry， chapter 11。Chapter 11, verse 12. He will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
第十节，第十二节没关系。
Oh, okay.
好，第十二节刚刚已经读过，他必向列国树立大旗。召回以色列被赶散的从地的四方聚集分散的犹大人，那 其实跟第十节所讲的是立作万民的大旗啊，包括啊犹太人，包括外邦人啊，都要来寻求啊这个救赎主。
And this is like in verse 10 that he will set up a banner to for the Gentiles so that they will have a savior.
那这个就是啊神的国度最后啊是万民啊聚集的所在。
And this is where all of the people will be gathered in the end.
所以这位救赎主他向世人啊呼吁。
And this savior will call out to all the people.
他要建设他的国度。
And he will establish his kingdom.
他要成为我们的依靠。
And he will be our reliance.
在这个国度里面他做王的。
And in this kingdom he will be the king.
所以他要成为他要把我们藏在他的印下。
And so he will hide us in his shadow.
在这个国度里面事实上是啊有神的祝福保守。
And here, in this kingdom, it has the protection of God.
啊，所以啊，如果我们看四十九章的第二节哈。
So if we look at chapter 49, verse 2.
他使我的口如快刀，将我藏在他的手印之下；又使我成为磨亮的剑，啊，将我藏在他的剑带之中。
Verse 2, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword; in the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me, and made me a polished shaft; in his quiver, he has hidden me.
他这个慈爱的声音是要让我们真的得到保守。
And so this gentle voice really will allow us to receive protection.
让我们一起来依靠他。
So let us all rely on him together.
来听从他的声音。
And to hear his voice.
归向啊这一个啊这么爱我们的主。
And to turn towards the God who loves us.
一起来建设属他的荣耀的这个教会。
And so let us establish together this church of that will have glory.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
166首。
166.